it's just like, I was like, everything in the Mirror Universe, it just has this, like, I feel it's more sexually charged than everything in the Prime Universe, I guess is the way eyeliner. To put it.
Everything's probably more sexy with eyeliner.
Yeah.
True.
We learned that now Lorca is calling himself the Vicar or Vicar.
Yeah.
Is there a reference to that? Is that a reference to something else?
I don't know. It's just religious symbolism, I guess.
I don't know.
I think in the show they said it was a meaning he was a substitute. They made a lot of it. Again, they're name dropping him. Didn't show up.
Yeah.
I don't know why they spent a lot of time talking about him.
That's why I'd like though, if it's he's either popping up in Section 31 or he's popping up at the end of the season in some form, because I was just like, why are we getting reminded so much about who Lorca is?
Yeah.
He hasn't been on the show in almost 2 years at this point.
Yeah, exactly. So then Philippa reveals to Saru that he can survive Ahari. And
I kind of love that, like, he's like, I will die. And she's like, nope, having none of that. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine.
Yeah. She kind of. Okay, so this leads to another question. She wanted him to go about beginning to transform the Terran universe as part of this. And when Carl at the end is talking about what she's done there, he references her work with Saru and that he will go on to save many others. So it does kind of seem like it wasn't some sort of a vision that she was actually there. And that
I feel like it was, especially thinking, like, if it's the Guardian or Forever, I guess you do change the past when you go through that. It's not like looking at memories.
Okay. So it has,
from how I understand the Guardian of Forever, at least.
It had some lasting impact.
Yes. If it is like the original series, yes. It's like you change the timeline.
Okay.
But I think in this case, we are not sure if that was like a separate timeline from the universe or if she actually changed it.
It would be interesting, and I don't know. They were probably a little vague on it, so you don't think about, because they're mirror universe, the episodes that take place in the future from like her, that time for her.
That's true. Yeah, they're still bad.
Yeah, they're still not great. Deep Space, like, it's not great in the original series. It's not great in Deep Space Nine. Like,
yeah, that would have.
It's bad in a different way in Deep Space Nine sometimes, but it's still bad.
However, you don't see Kelpians in any of those getting eaten.
That's true. So maybe the maybe his first thing is, oh, we're all just gonna get out of here, and leave the rest of these people. Well, because at least we'll stop being eaten.
Yeah, it does explain why the Mirror Universe crews are not eating Kelpians for the rest of the timeline. So it's actually putting a nice little bow on getting Kelpians out.
See, I like this theory better. I had always assumed they ate all the Kelpians.
Oh.
Like, I mean, I don't see the Mirror Universe being that, like, obsessed with conservation efforts.
No, that's true. I like, but now I will believe that he was successful, though.
Yay!
So then they go after Lorca's ship, and they find Duggan.
Oh, I was really excited, like, when Duggan came, I was like, it's gonna be Jason. That's not Jason. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, there were so many, and I don't know. Okay, I'm watching this as a huge Jason Isaacs fan. So to me, it was massively disappointing every time he did not show up. If it was someone who did not care, maybe they read this entire episode differently.
I also really like Jason Isaacs, so I might not be the best. Because I was just like, why is it not Jason Isaacs? Like, I was expecting at least at some point that, like, maybe they couldn't get him to come into film, that he would just, like, send in an audio file.
Yeah.
To, like, play or something.
Yeah.
Like.
So they find Duggan. They beam him on board, and then he's kind of the catalyst for everything to go down. Michael turns on Giorgio. Killian and Saru go in to save her. And Saru is very strong in that scene.
He is. He was pretty strong right after going through Vihari in the Prime Universe, too.
So yes. Maybe it's a temporary state.
Yeah. Or I was thinking maybe it's like he's always that strong, but he has better control after, like...
Yeah, because like, he just flung that guy with his wrist up to the ceiling.
It's like, and now I'm thinking of the show Smallville, and they show Clark getting used to his, like, strength.
Yeah.
And he's, like, accidentally throwing stuff, and it's like, oops, let me go run after that.
Yeah. And then Giorgio stabs Michael. Graphic death ensues. Giorgio is, I guess, also stabbed. Saru, it's revealed, you know, that he's passed through Vihari. Saru and Giorgio.
Very Hamlet ending. Everyone getting stabbed and dying all at once.
Yeah. It was carnage, just complete carnage. And Michael and Giorgio, boom, they're back in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And Giorgio wasn't immediately like ready to warm up to Michael. She got away really quick, like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We killed each other. So that was.
I like that Carl is still saying, if you go through Dora's lines, I still kind of want to cosplay Carl and just get like a little of the Guardian of Forever portal behind me or something.
That would be cute.
I just want his little bowler hat.
Yes. The little suit.
Yeah.
Do you remember the movie Contact?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What am I missing?
Your reference. It's a good reference for this episode.
Well, in the movie Contact, it's about someone get a signal from outer space that this someone is Jodie Foster, the character of Jodie Foster, and they discover that the signal is like a blueprint for building a spaceship. So they build this spaceship and they activate it, and Jodie Foster contact an alien species. They talk about a lot of things, but in reality, when they activated the spaceship, only passes like 1 second.
Oh, interesting.
And everyone is like, you never leave Earth. And she said, like, I was away like 12 hours. So it's like,
yeah,
very similar situation here.
I also remember at the end of the movie, it's revealed there's like 12 hours of static that they can't account for.
Yes.
Like they don't have the conversation.
Interesting.
It is a good movie.
Then we flash to Discovery on board, and Adira is working with Stamets to get through to read, I guess, sensor readings of the Kelpian ship in the middle of the nebula.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Book comes in, and last episode he was told to go read the manuals, and evidently he did. And
good for him.
Yeah. And when it was getting good, he switched to the technical manual. It was really cute. And he ends up using Emerald Chain Tech to help them get this reading. To, I guess, boost the signal through subspace. Jet Reno walks in out of nowhere.
I do love the acknowledge. They're like, where have you been?
Yeah.
I was like, did they leave her on a different ship? Like, because for a while?
She missed some pivotal things. So they had to acknowledge that on screen, and they kind of poked fun at themselves for it. So it's just as well.
I assumed that they were just gonna be like, oh, I was on, like, they like left her at Starfleet for a while or something.
Yeah,
to do something.
Like the last time we saw her was when she was like, do you have any snacks?
Yeah, she was really, really searching for snacks, couldn't find any.
So then we're back at the planet, and Philippa and Michael say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
The scene was really well acted and sweet. Although part of me is like, why do you guys like each other this much?
I mean, they've been together for 2 seasons, which
that's
is
true.
One of our longer relationships on the show.
That is true.
When they were talking about that, all I thought about mainly was their trip to the planet where they saved Book. I felt like that was where they bonded more than
anything,
which was
true.
This season. So
yeah,
it was sweet.
It was really sweet. I did have a thought though. I was like, if these actors were not not like as amazing as they are, the scene would not work as well.
Yeah, the lines, maybe it's hard to be really sentimental.
Yeah. And then, but I was just like, but I'm buying it because like Michelle Yeoh and Sonequa Martin-Green are both really, really talented.
Yeah. Because they're that good. They can pull it off.
I will say before the, I know it was obviously just putting the sound effect, but the like them, the effect of him's voice turning into the Guardian of Forever portal thing real quick was really cool. Like, I was like, chills.
So then Admiral Vance is not happy that they didn't follow protocol. That made me curious. Was he really that upset that they didn't follow protocol, or was he that upset that they found a way to read what's at the center of the nebula?
I know. I was like, at this moment, I was like, are you being shady now? I cannot keep up with whether I think you're shady or not.
Yeah.
Like, he's a character I refuse to get attached to because I feel like he's either going to die or turn out to be evil.
He just seemed really upset that they were able to scan it and get the data.
But he was like, did you not want to tell me because it was Kelpians? He was like, no, I was just trying to figure out more information. Like,
yeah. And then the last time they spoke, he was all, oh, it's great. You guys, you do you. And now he's like, no, that's a bad job. Yeah, he questioned Saru's judgment, which just felt really rude.
I have the feeling that in this future there are very few captains and they are used to follow the book.
Maybe that would make sense.
He's not used to management.
He's not used to delegating tasks.
Yeah,
he's a micromanager. We've all had that boss.
So then Michael does not, and we had speculated about this, she does not tell Saru what happened to Georgiou.
Yeah, I mean, Saru definitely got the idea she's not really dead, but she's dead to us, basically.
Like, he was kind of like immediately like, okay, don't tell me so that I can plausibly deny this. You told me she's dead, she's dead.
Yeah, well, cause she was like, well, Ghana isn't dead, and she goes, well, as you like, she's not coming back, deceased.
Like, they came up with a cover story pretty quick.
I guess, yeah, I was right about that, and I was like, they're gonna kind of be vague about whether she's dead or not. Or like telling the others, and I don't know why I thought that. I'm sure the Section 31 show would be great, but a lot of times I'll notice when they're planning spinoffs, sometimes they leave ways for characters to come back in case the spinoffs are not as successful as they hope.
Yeah. And I think maybe they don't want to write themselves into a corner with this. So they're just leaving it as open. I saw an interview with her, with Michelle Yeoh, and they asked, do you think he'll ever come back to Discovery? And she was pretty positive. She was like, I would love that. And we're doing this other show, but like, she'd always be happy to come back to Discovery. I mean, so they're not ruling it out.
This is like the second time at least that she's died on the show.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Between
this time, she's only, quote, air quotes, dying.
In the, like, between flashbacks with either character she's played, I'm sure Michelle Yeoh can figure out ways for her to come back.
Yeah.
Also, now we have holodecks.
Yes, that's true. There are holodecks.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we covered it all. Thank you all for joining me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll see you guys next week.
See you.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.